Bonjour mes amis, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme La Tasse de Café, vendredi matin. Et ça c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin, Charlie Manuel va être ici dans les prochaines quelques minutes. On veut dire merci, merci beaucoup à Jacob pour prendre ma place hier. On a prendre quelques heures off, portion de la journée hier. C'était une grande, grande journée mercredi. Et toujours, notre programme à ce matin, La Tasse de Café, est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsor, Jerry's Furniture, B&S Grocery, Family Hair and Gifts, Chapman's Dirt, Sand and Gravel, Sooner Auto Salvage, Bon Nouvelle, Café Evangeline, Assured Home Medical, Blake's Pharmacy, Ardouin Funeral Home, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Ardouin Salvage Store et le Eunice Manor. Ça, c'est le sponsor qui fait possible notre programme tous les vendredis matin. Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, tu peux écouter sur les deux stations pour la tasse de café sur KVPI 1050 AM The Legend, sur KVPI FM Classic Hits 92.5. Et n'oubliez pas, mes amis, si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website à kvpionline.com et classichits925.com. Et les lignes de téléphone est ouvert au site pour votre comments. Peut-être pour une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, le numéro de phone pour appeler est 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124 pour charter avec moi et Charlie à ce matin sur la tasse de café en français ou en anglais, comme tu veux, peut-être en franglais. Le programme La Tasse de Café et sur l'air à Stur, on sera 9 heures à ce matin. Et comme Charlie et Jim disent tous les semaines, c'est pas notre conversation, mais c'est la bonne conversation et les comments à tous vous autres qui fait le programme si important et si intéressant. Et gardez donc, il est là, Charlie Manuel.
Gardez donc, gardez donc.
Ouais.
Tu sonnes comme Rod Bernard, c'est un...
Ouais, juste comme le petit chanson à Rod.
All right, c'est vendredi.
Oui.
Black Cat Day.
That's right, it's Friday the 13th, Charlie.
Friday the 13th, it's a happy day.
T'es pas peur?
Mais non, je suis en vie.
Yeah. A lot of people kind of scared, you know, around Friday the 13th.
How do you say that? I'm smelling the roses, I'm not feeding the roots.
There you go.
Ça fait... On passe la montée, Mark.
All right.
On va quitter les chats noirs, tranquille.
You haven't seen a black cat this morning, huh?
Ils ont pas fait rien, personne. on est donc pas crédit. Mais dans tous les cas, j'ai une parole.
Yeah, non, mot du jour.
C'est ça que je peux garder pour là. J'ai travaillé toute la semaine, je suis moins à mêler de nom des... Les traits ici. Aujourd'hui, c'est vendredi. Ouais.
Oui.
OK. Crust.
Crust. I should know that.
C-R-U-S-T.
Yes. I should know that. The crust of the bread is what you're talking about.
Oui, yeah.
Right. Le croûte.
Yeah, la croûte.
Yes.
OK. Now, allons voir. How about crust... With the meaning of audacity.
Whoa, now you're getting fancy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Audacity? Never used that word, Charlie.
We're using a fancy word today.
Nah, I have no idea.
Effronté.
Oh, I've heard that.
Hey, you see? You used the word audacity before.
I didn't.
You just didn't know it was in disguise.
Effronté.
Effronté.
But we don't use the word audacity. What do we say for effronté? What does effronté mean in English?
Sassy.
Okay.
Just to be nice.
Okay.
We just drop that one right there. Okay, how about the end crust of a loaf of bread?
La croûte?
Where's that? The croûte. And crouston.
I've never heard that.
Moi non plus.
So the last slice of the bread?
Yeah.
The crouston?
Yeah.
I've never
heard. C-R-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Wow. Crouston.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning something new today.
Yeah.
See?
I like that last slice of bread. I like that crouston.
Mais il a le meilleur goût.
Yes.
Mais c'est moins quand maman avait de cuire le pain de maïs, il n'a jamais tout au croûte. Ça faisait une bonne croûte.
Mm-hmm.
C'est ça qui allait bien avec du lait. All right. To remove one's skin by abrasion. You know, when you fall and you scrape your arm or your leg or something.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that?
Don't know.
C'est écrouté.
Écrouté?
Yeah, mais...
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Well, that's a new one on me, too.
Mm-hmm.
This one is... I don't know what... Je vais dire ça ici, Mark. On fait mieux quitter ça tranquille.
I got one more for you, Charlie. The rice crust. The bottom, when Mama and Mama used to cook that rice on that old rice pot, Charlie, and you got down to the end, to the bottom, that rice crust. How do you say that en français? That tasted so good.
Hey, they use some fancy words for that one, Mark. But donne-moi un bon
In French.
Ouais, mais donne-moi un temps là, j'appelle jongler là le choc.
It's on the tip of your tongue. I know.
I can see in your moment.
I can see it in your face.
Je suis saisie là, mais si tu me donnes un bon assiette de
G R A.
Le
gratin. Would that be it?
Oh, Mark.
That's it, huh?
Donne-moi un fricassé.
That's...
Et tu mets le gratin dedans. Écoute, je vais te dire qui...
That's some good eating.
Moi et les chats, ils vont avoir du tracas. Le gratin, mais ça... Tu connais... Moi, je suis un peu cadien. J'écoute ces advertisements-là, spécialement sur le TV. Ça vient, ça dit, ça peut offrir tel et tel... affaire au gratin, au gratin. Mais dis ça comme t'es supposé de dire au gratin. Mais on sait, ça connaît pas mieux, c'est des Américains. Ça croit, ils ont pu dire quelque chose de joli, là.
The fancy new electric rice cookers, could you make a gratin like the old-fashioned rice pots?
Yes, you do.
You can?
If you know what you're doing.
Ah, okay. I didn't know if you could or not, but you can still do it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But non, le gratin. Il y a des gens qui disent, oh, moi, j'aime pas ça.
I love it.
Je vais vous dire une chose. Si j'ai la chance, je vais quitter tout quelqu'un se servir premier. Quand ça vient, you see, je peux arriver à la fonderie. Là. C'est moi qui va servir.
All right. T'es paré pour des calls, Charles?
Ah, oh, ouais, je suis paré. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, good morning.
Comment la vie ce matin?
Mr. Gallo.
Oh, good. Ça se plume.
Vous avez parlé pour... You're talking about the crust.
Oui.
La t'appelles ça dit... crust de mâche pain. Crust de... cornbread.
Uh-huh. Oh, mais il y a de la... Il y en a des croûtes dessus, tout ça, là.
Ah oh, ouais, des croûtes de tout que charge, là.
Mm-hmm.
Et Mr. Mark, vous mangez ça?
Oh, you talk about some good stuff there.
Vous vous rappelez l'autre passé, une envie du couche-couche. Et le gratin dit couche-couche, là, ça, dès que ça, c'était bon.
Oh, good.
Couche-couche en cahier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ça, c'est dit couche-couche, mais le monde ne connaît pas qui tu parles pour.
il connaît pas qui je parle pour?
Oh, non, hein, qui c'est ça du couche-couche?
Va pas manger ça, Mr. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Je vais dire qu'il y a une balle de ça et une balle de cahier avec la... Ça fait un bon
plat. I won't eat the cahier. Don't give me any cahier. I want the couche-couche, though.
Couscous, oh yeah, we used to make that on some little bread.
I'm not too crazy about the cahier.
I'll tell you what, I'll fix you some, Mark, my way.
Because I'm not too crazy about the cahier.
No, but I'll fix it my way, and I guarantee you like it.
You think so?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'll put it in disguise.
Okay.
Because...
Mr. Mark, you took a break yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had a long day on Wednesday, so I took a little break.
That's all right. That's all right. Y'all doing a good job.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the compliment, sir. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gallo.
All right.
All right. Okay. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, Kitty Paul. Hello.
Bonjour, Charlie.
Mais bonjour à vous.
Ça va?
Ça va tant que tu veux.
All right. The end of the bread. My family used to call that la veuve.
La veuve.
La veuve.
You never heard that?
No. Mais il y en a un à chaque bout.
That was the two ends.
Mais c'est pas une veuve, ça, il y en a deux.
Oh, store-bought. Store-bought bread, what are we talking about? Well, yeah. Homemade bread, too, for that matter. The loaf. But we used to call it, Papa always liked, il dit, donne-moi les deux veuves. Ça fait. I didn't know if anybody had ever heard that besides my family, you know.
I never heard that.
Okay, Hill, how would you say, that, you know, that white bread that you buy in the stores? Comment tu dis ça en français?
Pain blanc.
Non, il y en a une autre parole. Il est mieux qu'il est connu dans un autre moyen.
Ah, le pain de boutique.
Le pain de boulanger.
Ah, oh, boulanger, ouais.
Yeah.
That went out with my dad's, almost.
Yeah, but...
They used to use that. Just like Giordano,
uh-huh.
You know, in the old days.
Yeah.
My dad never said Giordano. He always said Guillaume.
La boutique à Guillaume.
La boutique à Guillaume.
That's right.
So, and his generation, all his friends, when they'd get together on the front porch at the house, and I'd sit down and listen. I wish I had a recorder to record everything they talked about there. And they all of them, Mr. Ernest LaFleur and Mr. Remy Reed and those kind of people, all good people that I know of, anyhow. And they'd say Le Magasin Guillaume.
Uh-huh.
And from a slide at Trano,
uh-huh,
all the way to your groceries and your clothes and your... I don't know what you couldn't get at Guillaume's at one time. They sold wagons, yeah, buggies, plows.
You name it.
You name it, they sold it.
Now, here, let me ask you this. La boutique à Jacques Dardot, where was that at?
Jacques Dardot. I remember the store, but I can't tell you where it was.
Yeah, that name, I don't know why the name popped up in my mind the other day. And,
that's an old store, too.
Yeah, but it was somewhere on Main Street, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not too sure, Joel. I'm sorry to...
But maybe someone else listening can help us out.
The store that... Well, my family, they go to Guillaume's. You know, that's how we learned from Papa.
Yeah.
It was at Guillaume. It was never Giordano.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Guillaume, I guess the G was...
Mr. Guillaume?
Guillaume, you know?
Guillaume Ardoin.
I guess that was the owner, the original owner, anyhow.
And then...
Mr. Du LaFleur ran that at one time, too.
Well, and then his son Dwight...
And Dwight, yeah, Dwight was after Mr. Yeah. Mr. Du was the president of the National Bank,
yeah,
and president of the Guillaume Ardoin at one time.
But the first generation was Mr. Guillaume and then Mr. Du LaFleur. And then you had Dwight LaFleur, and then you had Burke Easton, who came
in. Burke Easton, yes, right.
That was the latter generation that ran the store for.
Was that the last one? Was Burke?
Burke and yeah, Burke and what's his name? They were the two that ran. One ran the clothing department, and the other one ran the grocery store, hardware, and et al. Store. It was divided into two. You know that.
Yeah. But you know at Yard West, at the meat department, they had the biggest. I think one of the biggest, anyhow.
Yeah.
Of rooster hindquarters.
Uh-huh.
Man, you could feed two families with one quarter almost.
Whoa.
They were so big, you know.
Uh-huh.
That was good in a gumbo and a fricassee, you know.
But it was amazing how that store there was. It was all under one roof, but it was separated into two.
Yes.
And then
you know they had some very expensive shoes and clothes here in there. Of course, I never could afford those, but I could see them, you know.
If you wanted to insult Dwight, you go ask him for a cheap pair of shoes.
Yeah.
He'd tell you, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I'd ask him everyday shoes, not Sunday wearing shoes, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the Sunday wearing shoes, they were like $20 or $30 or $40, you know, at the time. Couldn't afford that.
But the thing is, with Dwight, he'd tell you that, but then he'd turn around and he'd tell you, now, if you want a good pair of shoes, come see, I'll fix you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The least expensive is not expensive, but it's very good shoes.
Right. Good quality.
Yeah, Dwight was pretty good, yeah. I remember him good.
But then, if you remember, any time you were ready to check out, you had to go meet Miss Helen at the cashier department.
Exactly. And they had a big register there one time there,
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh.
It was you with the crack or whatever they call it, you know.
And then one lady, and the wives used to fuss at us all the time. And there was one lady we'd go talk to when we needed something for our wives. And that was Miss Ollie.
Yes.
Miss Ollie.
You went straight to her.
She knew it all.
Oh, yeah. And she knew. She probably knew your wife, too. You know?
She knew him. And that's why the wives didn't like it, because of the fact that we'd go with something that would fit him.
Yes. Yeah, you go get me in trouble, and you go get in trouble yourself.
I'll rest my case.
You talk good, but sometimes you talk too much. You're kind of like me there, you know.
Hey, Hill.
You have to start apologizing.
Hey, Hill.
Yeah. Mark, you have a good day. I'm glad that you took a few hours off so you can recoup. You know, you got to reboost.
Yeah, I got to recharge that battery.
Oh, yeah, the battery, when it goes real down, it takes a little longer. And then the older you get, the longer it takes to recharge.
It does.
Just think when you get to be our age.
Oh, yeah, but then it'll take him a week to recharge.
Now, you're on the limb right now, Hill.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm always on the list. All right. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Let's take a break, Charlie. We're going to hear a message right now for our good friend, Mr. Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle. Right now, let's talk about another one of our good sponsors on the La Tosta Cafe radio show, and that's the Bonne Nouvelle. And we invite you and we encourage you to contact Bobby Dardo at the Bonne Nouvelle and sign up for a year's subscription to one of the best publications in our area. For just $20 a year, Bobby's going to send you 12 issues of the Bonne Nouvelle plus 4 Buggy Tracks issues. So you're getting 16 issues of good news coming to your mailbox. Phone 363-6692. And while you're talking to Bobby about signing up for the Bonne Nouvelle, ask him about his photo restoration service. Every week, more and more people from all over our South Louisiana listening area have been contacting Bobby as a result of our messages right here on La Tosta Cafe. If you've got some old cherished photographs that are faded or scratched or cracked, Bobby's specialty work is taking those old treasures and totally restoring them to look like brand new. Give him a call today. He's right now at this shop waiting to hear from you. 363-6692. That's Bobby Dardo and the good folks over at the Bonne Nouvelle. Contact him today and tell him you heard this message on KVPI La Tosta Cafe. Okay, Charlie was sharing us a memory about G. Arduin's. Say that again, Charlie. Your very first TV was purchased right there at G. Arduin's.
Yep. Huh? Went over there, me and my wife-to-be.
Uh-huh.
We went visit. We were shopping, and we were getting ready to buy before the wedding. We wanted to get everything done before the wedding. Okay? We spotted this one TV. Mr. Wheelie had it in the front showroom there on display, and we started going back and forth, and we liked it on this. And, well, he said this and this. Mr. Wheelie, that's the one. Okay, my boy, I'll fix you up.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah. He was a nice old fella. And I'll tell you one thing, Mark. In the service department, Mr. Wheelie Easton and his sidekick were the ones that did the service for G. Hardway.
Themselves?
And they were They were the dealers at the time for, I think it's, let's see, Frederick's Air Conditioners, I think it was. And he had a serviceman with him, had been for years, and Melvin Levine was his name. An old black guy, believe me, he knew his stuff. And when they come down, say, for example, they go to install you an air conditioning unit, you'd see Mr. Wheelie and Mr. Melvin drive up in that pickup. They were not exactly young guys either. But then finally Mr. Wheelie retired, and Melvin retired too. But over the years, and I kept going with him. He was about the best serviceman we had around Ville Platte. And we had bought this over the years, we had this washer. Something go wrong, we'd call him. And Melvin would come, and he'd hook it and crook it, and he'd make it run, you know. So finally, one day he comes in there. He says, Mr. Charlie, he says, I'm gonna tell you the truth. He says that washer is dead. I said, what you mean? He said that washer is dead. It's time to let it go. It's time to bring a new one in there. He says I can't fix it no more. It fixed until there was no repairs. But that's the way things would go in those years.
Wow, things have changed.
And then you'd get service from other stores just as well. We just
talk about G. Arduin's.
On G. Arduin's.
Right.
But you'd go on this, just like you go across the street. You had Evangeline Furniture Store on this way, Mr. Raymond Guillory. Did you know that there was a Western Auto Store right there at one time?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Right down Main Street. And you wouldn't think so, but it was there. And then West Brothers was there too, and they was all right there on the main drag.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see any of that anymore today.
Lots of great memories.
Hey, talking about that, something that I can see is the Chapman's Dirt Service is waiting for me to talk about it.
All right.
And Miss Sandra Chapman. Ah, je sais, tant vous êtes ma pelle, mon, je suis paré pour délivrer. Let's go, let's ride it. And she says, I got the trucks, I got the men, I got the merchandise, whether it's dirt, gravel, sand, or whatnot, I'll be ready to deliver it for you. Don't you dare wait another minute. Pick up that phone, dial it. Oh, you can't dial it no more. Just punch the buttons. And that number to call is 363-7861, and that's the number that Miss Sandra's going to answer, and she'll fill your application for whatever you want, whether it's dirt, sand, gravel, whatnot. She'll deliver it. If you need someone to spread it out for you, she'll do that too. And if you need some bulldozer work, you need some backhoe work, she'll do that too. Believe me, call Sandra. She's ready to go. Her name is Service. And she depends on you to be able to prove it to you. Call Sandra Chapman at Chapman Dirt Service, 363-7861.
Okay, Charlie, t'es parlé pour notre call?
Oh, yeah. Bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Jamie Guillory.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Anybody remember the seamstresses over there?
Oh, they had different ones there.
Yeah, my neighbor, who also took care of me as a little kid, was they'd call her Miss Ya, Madame Ya, Miss Ilya Bedrin. I had so many blue jeans and tennis shoes bought from there by her as gifts. Lord, they said I was a walking jeweler to wear with some of the clothes for the kids sometimes. But I the big black eye and the thing, whenever the fire took everything.
Yeah.
I had just got off work in Opelousas, and I saw right there by the old Rose Garden, when you turn from the city of Opelousas, where Washington and the highway meet, and that's when I saw the smoke from the fire.
Uh-huh.
That's how far I saw it from. And I said, well, I wonder what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I get down there and everything, and Lord, it was something. I parked, and I couldn't believe it, and I ended up running down there and everything, and I went to Mom's house, and I went run down the street and everything to get up by the old Riley's Bakery and all, and the heat was so bad. Jim, I think Mark was there too, that the old transmitter was melting and they had to move. Is that right, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Did our transmitter on the Snooks Road? What did you say?
No, no. The remote transmitter. Y'all was going, I think you and Jim were going to do, or just Jim.
Yeah, I think Jim did the remote for that,
He had to move because the heat was so intense. I think it melted on the corner of one of the on the old mortar unit.
Wow.
Yeah, you're talking about the mortar unit.
Yeah.
That old faithful.
It was kind of yellowish in the front with the meters and stuff. Yeah.
We've done a lot. We've done hundreds and probably thousands of remotes with that old unit.
Oh, same here with the ones that I did in Opelousas.
Hey, Jamie.
The same one, same kind, huh?
Well, we used to say, have Marty, we'll travel.
You got that right. You got that right.
Yeah.
Hey, they used to, let's see, Daddy, when I was real young, Daddy would call it a mercantile because it had everything under one roof.
Oh, yeah.
And, Lord, we'd shop there for just about anything. And I remember Mr. Melvin and Mr. Willie, but I remember Mr. Melvin because he'd come and service some air conditioners. He brought that to mind. The light bulb went off on some air conditioners we had at the house.
That was
good people.
He was a trustworthy man.
Very much so.
In fact, I tell you what, he did not have a telephone.
I didn't know that.
Nope. He did not own it. And I'd ask Mr. Melvin, well, how come you made a waste my money having a telephone? He said, I got more work than I can do without it.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in Ville Platte knew Melvin Levine at the time.
Oh, that was a nice man.
Yes, sir.
Nice man. I think he had a son named Gene, and we went to school together for a short time.
I'm not sure if that's the same Levine, though.
It may or may not be.
Yeah.
The last man made me think of that.
Yeah, right. But anyway, it's fun too. It's fun.
I talked about something last Friday or Monday, and it got me to thinking of some good times we had out. You'll remember the city park when we'd barbecue or cook out there?
Hoppy way.
Oh, Fridays, not every Friday, but once or twice a month, we'd go and cook out there, sometimes some fish, sometimes some some barbecue or something else. And then some of my, one of my uncles in Point Blue would go out there, and then he'd invite us. And you'd probably know my uncle. A.V. Fontenot, he'd drive the bus.
Oh, happy way, Mr. A.V.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. And he'd cook, he'd come, the first turtle sauce piquante I ever ate, he cooked it, and it was out there, and boy, it was good.
Well, I tell you what, we better cut it short because I'm getting hungry now. We can always talk about this another time, James.
That's a change. Okay. Yeah. You'll have a good weekend, my friend.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jamie. Good. We're going to take a break, Charlie, and pick up some more phone calls. Stay with us. Let's hear a message for the big sale going on at Brown's Furniture.
It's pick-a-pair time at Brown's Furniture. People all across America just love Lazy Boy recliners, and having one in your home is totally awesome. Just picture it. You're all kicked back and reclining in your Lazy Boy, and then your spouse comes in. Where are they going to recline? So Brown's Furniture is stepping up with a Lazy Boy pick-a-pair event. For a limited time, you get two great recliners for one low price, and we're talking Lazy Boy here, people. You can get two high-end Lazy Boy recliners for $8.99, or choose an intermediate model and get two for $7.99. On a budget? Drum roll, please. You can even get two Lazy Boy recliners for an unbelievably low $5.99. Want more reclining? Get a Brandon Brown reclining sofa on sale for just $5.99. And remember, Brown's always offers 24 months interest-free financing and express delivery. Two great chairs for one low price at the Lazy Boy Pick-A-Pair Sale at Brown's Furniture, all locations.
All right, Mark. Can I talk about Sooner Auto Savage now?
Yes, sir.
You know, Sooner Auto Savage is located at 2102 West Main in Ville Platte. Now, they're the place that offers you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model automobile. Also, parts for motorcycles, imports, trucks, classics, vans. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, they will do their absolute darndest to find it for you. Now, Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service for your automobile. If you want to have good workmanship, take it to our good friends at Sooner Auto Salvage. And remind you that all the parts and labor are warranted when they do the work. Now, when it comes to parts, you have your choice of brand new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday. This is 7:30 to 5. And if you find yourself that you're not in need of a mechanic, but you're in need of a wrecker service or towing service, Sooner Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. That's the number to call. And you want to call that other number for towing and wrecker service, 363-7226. Sooner Auto Salvage.
Okay, Charlie, we've got some more phone calls right now.
Hey, bonjour, Kitty Paul.
Hello, you're on the air. Let's try this line, Charlie.
I want to tell you, I had a lot of good experiences going to buy some clothes over there at George Rams and at Tate's Men's store. And I wanted to tell you all that. And I have a lot of good fun listening to Jacob on the radio. A lot of fun listening to him on the radio. I want to ask you how Mr. Jim is.
The last word we got, Stephen, was earlier this week, and it seems like his voice was stronger, and we're hoping that he's back with us next week.
I hope he's doing good. There must be a bad bug going around because I've been down all this week.
Well,
you take care of yourself.
Well, thank you. And I want to tell you, Grand Funk is going to the Vanderland Down October 20th.
So Grand Funk is coming back, huh?
Yeah, they're on the 50th anniversary world tour.
Because I think they've come there before earlier.
Right. It was just something I heard on the radio.
Okay.
I know you like Grand Funk, Mr. Moore. That's why I want to let you know that.
Yes, we'll try to get some. We'll try to make some arrangements and get some tickets.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. 363-2124 is our phone number. Sue Ladd, Port, and good old Vendredi Matin. Let's take another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Mr. Charlie, this is Audie.
Hi, Audie.
Yes, sir. Talking about Giardwans. I remember years ago that they, in the little grocery store, they had some rattlesnake you could buy in a little jar. I think it was in oil or whatever. And you know, find that anywhere. I've been trying to get some, even in Texas. I just didn't go to the right place, I guess, but.
To get some what?
I always wanted to eat some.
To get some rattlesnake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had rattlesnake clean. It was in a jar. I remember that well. And nobody around here, I talked to some friends that asked them to order it, and their suppliers don't have it.
Well, where they had that big old annual roundup every year? I don't know exactly where.
It's somewhere in Texas. I guess that's where I'd have to go.
Right.
We hunt in Texas, doves and deer, but we never go to that area. So we'll have to make it our business to go there one day.
Ah, yeah. You didn't get caught hunting over the limit like a bunch of people did over the weekend, huh?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. I'm a decent shot, but I'm not that good.
But wildlife and fisheries, I had this article on my news this morning. Wildlife and fisheries had a good time all over the state. But nothing in Evangeline or St. Landry Parish or Allen.
Good.
Rapides.
That's good. We all behave.
Hey, our people around here know how to hunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
And getting back to the teenage center.
Yeah.
We had some good times over there. And the park. We used to go eat with the baseball team in the early 70s, late 60s. We'd go eat watermelon out there.
Yeah, I can remember, Artie, when we go with the kids, the baseball kids, Mr. Chester Mesh.
Yes, sir.
He was with the big stand.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Chester was the man to barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And that's when
I remember that, and cooking on a Coleman stove. My dad and my uncle and them would go, and we'd do that every now and then.
Oh yeah.
And I remember they had that round. It was like a merry-go-round, but you'd turn it and you'd stand on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the good old days.
But that's okay. We living with those memories.
Yes, sir. Thank God we got that.
Yeah. But listen, I got my cup of coffee. My cup of coffee has just been served. Cheryl, I tell you what, Cheryl's been fancy yesterday and today. She's serving in that little demitasse that was given to us.
Y'all enjoy and y'all have a good weekend.
Okay, you caught me. Yes, sir. We'll do just that. And you too.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you, Artie. Let's take another break. Le café est bon, Charlie.
Oh, this may fit prendre, Mr. Kodak Mark. Speciality pork and doctor.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I know what. Family here and guests, c'est la place ici. On veut chatter avec vous. On sort ils sont à 611 East Lincoln Road, à la Ville Platte. Leur numéro de phone est 363-338-N. 363-338-N. Now, on avait donné ça à start of a budget de le family here and gift et votre official Merle Norman Headquarters. Vous pouvez venir et avoir un complete makeover avec la ligne pour l'automne de Merle Norman. Produit. Now, ça peut analyse votre peau et ça peut trouver le moisturizing product qui va être convenable pour votre peau et faire votre peau regarder pareil comme un jeune homme ou une jeune femme. Le fall merchandising aussi a pu commencer à arriver, enfin. Il y a un bouton, ça commence avec, ça rentre toujours. Et puis, visiter avec eux autres pour voir leur nouveau home decor, les outside decor. Ils ont des nouveaux flags. Ils ont, pour les LSU fans, ils ont les gobelets, les mugs, des dips pour les grosses games et tout ça. Ça va trouver tout ça, comme ça va venir, échappe avec les bailleurs personnels en Family Heron Gifts, 611 East Lincoln Road à la Ville-Platte, ou vous pouvez les appeler pour des détails, 363-3381.
Okay, Charlie, and before we pick up some more phone calls, we're going to hear a word from Chef Jay over at Cafe Evangeline.
Hello, this is Jay Gilo, chef and owner of Cafe Evangeline. Janae and I would like to personally invite our La Tasta Cafe listeners to dine with us for lunch or dinner. Whenever you're planning your next special event, remember that Cafe Evangeline is happy to host your party as well as provide catering. You and your group will enjoy the atmosphere of the elegantly restored building as well as our lush patio. Join us every week for Thirsty Thursday from 5:30 to close. You can enjoy half-price beer and wine as well as $5 signature cocktails and $5 select appetizers. Check our Facebook page for our featured cocktail as well as updates on Cafe Evangeline's concert series. We're open for lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2 and dinner from 5 to 9 Wednesday through Saturday. Call 363-3603. Reservations are available at Cafe Evangeline at 102 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Ville Platte.
Go out and enjoy a delicious meal at Cafe Evangeline with Jay and Janae and the whole crew, and tell them you heard this message on KVPI. You ready for another call, Charlie?
Oh, yes, sir. And hello, and who's talking?
This is Madame de Vitas from Eunice.
Madame de Vitas, I'm enjoying it.
Listen, I don't know how old I was, but my mama had bought me a pair of red silk pajamas and an overnight case from G. Hardwan.
You still
and
got
boy, I was so proud of that. And my dad, he loved those roosters.
Uh-huh.
Rooster Hines, every time we'd go, he'd make my husband cut them so he could put it in the freezer. And the gratin, he'd eat that in some milk. He'd put gratin in a bowl with some milk and he'd eat that.
Oh, c'était bon, c'était bon.
I guess it was good. He ate it. He said it was good.
You didn't eat that?
My daddy would eat that.
You didn't eat that?
I didn't eat that meat.
Oh, no, not me.
Okay, Mr. Foley, y'all have a good one, and I hope Mark's doing better.
I tell you what, your demi-tasse is coming in handy. I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad y'all are enjoying them.
It's just that he don't hold enough for me in once. maybe get two demi-tasses for the program.
Okay, Mr. Charlie, y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui t'y parle? Hello?
Oh, they gave up, Charlie. Hello? They gave up. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to hear a message now. While Charlie takes another sip of that coffee, we're going to talk about her.
Boy.
Don't hit me too hard, Charlie. Let's talk about Assured Home Medical. The next time your doctor orders a CPAP device for you to use, consider this. You've got the right to choose which medical equipment company you want to deal with. The question asked would the medical equipment company take the time and give you personal service, like taking time to make sure that the mask fits right? If the answer is, I don't know, or if the answer is no, tell your doctor that you want to do business with Gary Brignac and the friendly folks at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales on 6th Street in Mamou. They're one of the oldest medical equipment companies in our area, home-owned and operated. And Gary and his staff will give you that personal one-on-one service to make sure that the mask fits right. If you're not getting that kind of personal service, it's time to start doing business with the friendly folks right here in Evangeline Parish in Mamou at Assured Home Medical, where they offer you CPAP and BiPAP machines, oxygen and scooters and wheelchairs. And listen to this, if your equipment's not working properly, you contact Gary to come check it out and have it repaired, and they'll start working like brand new again. And he's still offering you those popular over-the-counter products that you don't need a prescription for, that's helping you relieve a lot of pain that's being caused by arthritis and fibromyalgia. That's the BioFreeze Gel, and the Two Old Goats Lotion. Available right there on the shelf at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales on 6th Street in Mamou. Give them a call at 468-3722 in the same building with Insurance Center of Mamou, where they offer you car and homeowners insurance. Contact Miss Marilyn Brignac at 468-3636. And we're going to hear a message now for Yo Happy Blake. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim: to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chetanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497. All right, Charlie, you ready for another call?
Oh, puis oui. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How you do?
I'm doing.
Good.
Charlie.
Good.
Thank God for her. The one that gave you all the little dreamy talk.
Uh-huh.
Because that keeps your heart from racing, buddy.
It does.
Well, yeah, he would take too much caffeine.
Oh, okay.
In the morning, we're not going to be able to stop you.
Oh, okay, but it takes a lot to crank it up, yeah.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah, my heart rate is usually running very low.
Oh, okay.
So,
then I'm sorry.
That's
you
okay.
You should serve it in a mug, then.
But you should see, that's a cute little... It's a blue. That's a
oh, it's pretty, I'm sure.
Oh, c'est mignon. C'est mignon. It's cute. Yeah. It's cute.
I'm sure they are cute. I still have one from when we got married, and I think that's the prettiest little cup. But I don't use this because I'm kind of cute. I like to have my big mug.
Well, the thing...
Y'all have a great weekend. I enjoy y'all. Still enjoy.
Well, good. Then I hope you get the feeling better.
By the way, on the 13th, Friday the 13th was my lucky, in a way, it was my lucky number.
What's that?
I gave birth to my beautiful... wonderful daughter.
Oh.
On Friday, June the 13th, on a Friday.
Great, well, there great. You go.
Yes.
Yeah, I
and then when I came to the village, that's the day they moved me.
Uh-huh.
Friday the 13th.
Wow.
So it's a good day.
So it's a good day for me.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's like I'm telling Mark, those poor little black cats, but they're sure getting the recognition today. They get blamed for it. They get blamed. They get blamed for everything.
Me.
Yeah, but they get blamed for everything. Those black guys don't do no harm.
Well, of course not.
Oh,
some of them are really sweet.
That's right. And I used to have a black one, and boy, I tell you what, I felt sorry for that cat on Friday the 13th. Nobody wanted to see it. Get away from me. Get away from me. Poor cat. And he'd come around, he'd look at you. What did I do wrong?
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeanette. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you next week.
Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello, Charlie, this is Harvey.
Hey, yes, Harvey.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, when is the date of that reunion, Mark?
On the
25th.
The 25th?
Wednesday the 25th.
Oh, Wednesday the 25th, okay.
Yes, sir.
That's why I wanted to find out now. Where will it be?
At the same place it was last year, Main Street Pizza and Pub on West Main, downtown.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Well, okay, well, that's why I wanted to find out, Mark. How's Mr. Jim?
He's doing better. I think the last word we got that he's improving, and hopefully he'll be back with us on the air next week.
I hope so. Okay, thank you then. Y'all
all
take
right.
care. Bye-bye. All
right.
And a reminder, in case some of you did not get the message, Charlie, we want to remind our La Tosse listeners again to mark on your calendar to come join us less than 2 weeks from now, Wednesday night, September 25th, 6 o'clock, for our La Tosse de Café reunion at Main Street Pizza. It's the one time out of the year where we leave the radio studios to go meet face-to-face with all of our listeners. There's no admission charge. Food and drink will be available. It will not be on the radio, so make plans to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, Charlie.
Hey, that's going to be the Three Musketeers.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you thought I was going to say something else.
I thought you were going to say the Three Stooges.
No. Three Musketeers. And we'll be anxiously awaiting to get to talk and meet with everyone. Come on over.
And we're gonna bring some of our brand new KVPI T-shirts to give away that night too, Charlie.
You will, huh?
Yeah. So somebody's
gonna
get
one.
I think you already got one, Charlie. Let's take one more call.
Okay. Bonjour, Kitty Pog.
Darnell Gilroy.
Uh huh.
I remember my father used to talk about G.R. Dwan, the Frank Guillaume.
Yeah.
He used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go on with a wagon, clean up his wagon, and go to Washington and get his goods in Washington, get the supplies,
yeah,
and come back to Ville Platte.
But that wasn't a Guillaume's.
Take him a whole day.
That wasn't a Guillaume's.
Stephen Guillaume himself.
Your daddy or Guillaume would do this?
Stephane Guillaume would do it.
Oh, okay, okay.
And my daddy would talk about him.
Oh, all right.
It
okay.
was before my time, you know.
A little bit, but it's okay.
But my father knew him, and he would talk about him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he would make sales on Fridays. He could buy some fries cheap over there.
They always had that the habit of having specials of the weekend.
Had some specials on Fridays.
Yeah.
At G.O. Dwan's. I remember parking there underneath that big live oak tree when it was real hot during the summer and buying some fries there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, save some money.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Darnell. I appreciate your comments about G.O. Dwan's.
All right. You'll get a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, and the same to you, buddy.
Also used to buy my shirts there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of it came from there.
He had some good brand name.
Yeah.
Those
that
shirts.
Was for sure.
It was expensive, though.
It was not cheap, but it was a good quality.
Good quality.
Yes, sir. Yes,
just
sir.
It's sad the way it ended up.
Yeah, the way it had to be.
It burned down everything.
That's it. We were left with our memories.
That's sad. That's a big tragedy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Darnell.
Charlie, we want to remind our listeners, and I know we have a lot of Eunice listeners. Tomorrow, the city of Eunice is going to be celebrating its 125th birthday. So to everyone living in the Eunice area, congratulations. Happy birthday to Eunice, and members of our staff will be there broadcasting live with special live reports tomorrow morning. So we'll have our KVPI shirts, and we hope to see a lot of you out there to help celebrate Le Village de Eunice, le 125e anniversaire, Charlie.
Mark, we saw a picture on the Facebook, a picture of a person who looks familiar among our peers here. Dr. Rhonda Fink-Bishu,
mm-hmm,
and her daughter and her two granddaughters.
Yes.
Okay. She was there, and she was in good spirits, and I'm sure she and John are going to be there celebrating today and tomorrow and
absolutely
all weekend long, and I'm sure she wants to extend the invitation to everyone.
Absolutely. So come on down to Eunice and have a good time tomorrow. Celebrate their big celebration, their big anniversary, Charlie.
Okay. I'll tell you what, while we're celebrating all this, let me talk about B&S Neighborhood Market, B&S Grocery Corner Store, the corner grocery store, the place where B&S is ready to serve you. They both offer you the same valuable service all the time, 7 days a week. They offer custom-cut meats. They cut and season to your liking, like beef, pork, chicken, smoked products, sausage, tasso, boss, whatever. And they both serve daily plate lunches and barbecue plate lunches on Sundays. And they have a complete deli. Plus, they have a complete meat department that is ready to serve you. They have a complete grocery department, vegetable department. It's all two stores complete, two separate locations. One is B&S Corner, and they're on East Main and Ville Platte. And the other one is B&S Neighborhood Grocery on the Chico Park Road, under the guidance of Scott and Amy Dupre. Go by, and you'll find out why so many satisfied customers come from the B&S complex.
Okay, Charlie, let's hear a word now for Ardwan's Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Dottie Clark with Ardwan's Funeral Home of Mamou. We appreciate the trust you've instilled in our funeral home, allowing us to proudly serve the families of Evangeline Parish for over 75 years. We hope the guidance we've provided has met or exceeded your expectations. More and more, people are realizing the thoughtfulness and practicality of planning their funerals in advance. Just as you plan vacations, investments, and other important events in life, we urge you to consider pre-planning for this one. Here at Ardwan's Funeral Home, we have multiple options and services available to make a difficult time easier for your family. As the pre-planning specialist, I will walk you through the process and help you decide what type of funeral would be appropriate for you or your loved ones. Our pre-arranged funeral plans come with payment options that are suitable for all families. We invite you to come by our office in Mamou or give us a call to make an appointment at 337-468-5231.
All right, Mark. I tell you what, if you've got a home improvement, a project of some sort coming up on your mind, and perhaps you're a little confused, you don't know exactly how to get through to the building stages, or whether you want a brand new home and you're not too sure, we advise you to come by and have a sit down with the fine personnel at Doug Ashy Building Materials here in Ville Platte, there on the northwest section of town, where Steve Buller and the crew are waiting for you. They have the supplies that you need, whether it's to remodel or rebuild or build a new business. It makes no difference. They're there for you. They will be there every step of the way. And that's a guarantee that you have when you deal with Steve Buller and his bunch. They're going to make sure you're a satisfied customer. Now, Doug Ashy Building Materials has several locations, not only in Ville Platte, but they have one in Rain, in Covington, New Iberia, Brobridge, and also two in Lafayette. That's Doug Ashy Building Materials. You can depend on quality and service.
Absolutely, Charlie. And we don't want to forget another great sponsor on our program, and that's Jerry's Furniture.
If you've been putting off a purchase of new furniture or bedding, there's no better time than now to shop. At Jerry's, we feature one of the largest selections of Lazy Boy furniture in the state. Why shop a selection of only 10 or 12 recliners to choose from when you can see nearly 100 different styles and colors in stock at Jerry's? Our Lazy Boy Comfort Center is filled with the latest recliners, recliner sofas and love seats, and sectionals. If you're in need of a new mattress, visit our Sealy Sleep Center. We've got the latest Sealy Posturepedic sets. Traditional Posturepedics, Optimum Memory Foam with Cool Gel, hybrids, pillow tops, adjustable beds, and more. Our selection doesn't stop there. We've got the latest trends of living room, bedroom, casual dining room, and occasional furniture. If you're shopping for quality furniture and bedding at affordable prices in a relaxed, hassle-free environment, look no further. You'll find it at Jerry's in Eunice. And remember, delivery and setup are always free anywhere in Acadiana. Jerry's Furniture, Highway 190 in Eunice.
You know, Mark, after you come back from Jerry's Furniture with that brand new table and chairs set for your dining room, you'll need to put some food on that table for you to try it out. A good place to go is at Ardwan's Salvage Store or the Ardwan Discount Grocery Store at the corner of Main and MacArthur. 1201 West Mainville Platte. That's the old Pete Ford building. A place where Mike Ardwan's got it chock-a-block. It's full of surprises for you. Because the surprise is the prices are extra, extra reasonable. The quantity, he's got a good inventory for you to shop by. Come in, grab you a big cart, and go to work, because it's going to take you a while to go through and find all of the specials that they have to offer you at the Ardwan's Discount Store, the place where you're going to be satisfied. These ladies are anxious to see you, and they're going to treat you the right way. Ardwan's Discount Grocery Store, corner of Main and MacArthur at 1201 West Main in Ville Platte. Mike says, Vneni Warmon.
And we don't want to forget about Miss Nikki over at Eunice Manor, Charlie.
Eunice Manor, celebrating 50 years of service. Located at 3859 U.S. Highway 190, east of Eunice. Eunice Manor is here to provide you and your loved ones long-term care and rehabilitation close to home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Established in 1967, Eunice Manor is celebrating 50 years of service to the community. We are a long-term care facility that has a vision to give persons centered care with love and compassion for our residents. We offer restaurant style dining in our Cafe Bravo to meet the needs of each individual resident. We have a 9-bed rehab to home unit for all residents needing short stay for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Our activity department has daily fun-filled activities to meet the entertainment and social needs for everyone. The long-standing reputation of Eunice Manor is attributed to its outstanding staff of professionals and healthcare support workers. We welcome you to come and visit and tour our facility. I am Nikki Toops, and I'm the administrator of Eunice Manor Nursing Home in Eunice, Louisiana.
All right, Charlie, ça c'est à peu près tout notre temps pour notre programme à ce matin sur la tasse de café.
Le temps s'attinirait, ça veut vous dire, le programme a été fait possible au travers des compliments de Doug Gashy Building Materials, Brown's Furniture, Eunice Manor, B&S Grocery, Ardwan's Funeral Home, Sooner Auto Salvage, Blake's Pharmacy, Family Hair and Gifts, Assured Home Medical, Bon Nouvelle, Jerry's Furniture, Ardwan's Salvage Store, Chapman's Dirt Service, and also the Café Evangeline. So, jusqu'à à la semaine qui vient, on va vous dire ayez un bon week-end et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Bien, merci, Charlie, and we hope all of you will stick around. We've got classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI 1050 AM. And on our FM, we got Lizzie coming in with her Swamp Pop music. It's solid gold, Swamp Pop Friday, Swamp Pop music all day today on 92.5 KVPI. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget again, we hope to see a lot of you in Eunice tomorrow morning.